From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed for a second consecutive day on Monday to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid to reach people in need.
We're not going to.
That was John Kerry speaking, saying that they would continue their work. The diplomats met in Hangzhou, China, where world leaders were gathered for the G20 summit. President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin had their own sideline meeting at the summit, but the details of what they discussed were not released. A string of explosions Monday hit several government-held Syrian towns. A double bombing hit a bridge in the northwestern coastal city of Tartus. State television said at least five people were killed. Reports say blasts also happened in the city of Homs and on a roadside outside Damascus. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to our country, but to the international community. Considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit held in China's Hangzhou today, a U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to deployment of 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the 15-member Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the peacekeepers were not accepted. This is VOA News. The Center Social Democrats and Anti-Immigrant Alternative for Germany parties appear to have taken first and second place in Sunday's election in the German state, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base.
Und das Sahnehäubchen ist natürlich das, dass wir Merkels und KfC.
Erich Leif Holmes, who heads the Alternative for Germany Party, says this could be the beginning of the end of Angela Merkel's leadership. Federal elections are scheduled next year. Demonstrators railed against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday with signs reading Temer out and election now. Tens of thousands were protesting against the new government of Dilma Rousseff, who was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. U.S. President Barack Obama is making an historic trip to Vietnam this week as part of an effort to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the United States is firmly committed to its rebalance of the region. He will visit Laos today, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited the country. He will be attending the Association of Southeastern Nations, ASEAN's summit, and the East Asia summit, where he will seek to further deepen ties and increase America's influence in the region. U.S. presidential politics. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate. Several U.S. vote surveys show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less. Clinton also maintains a narrow lead in several battleground states that likely will determine the outcome of the November 8th election. Today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day in the U.S., the first Monday in September, and became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized factory workers. Labor unions have seen their membership rather fall steadily in the past 30 years with the growth of technology and the globalization of the world's economy. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more details, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.